All right. Easter Sunday, I began this series on how to, how to miss heaven. Last week, how to have an affair. I heard a lot of comments about last week's message. It caused some buzz, caused some conversation, and surely disturbed some others. This morning, I'm going to one called How to Get Hooked on Porn. Can you believe a church is going to talk about porn? I mean, you know, and I hope to push your buttons. You need to know something. I hope to push your buttons. I did my research this week, surfed all trying to find some appropriate pictures for you. No, I didn't, all right? No, I did not search looking for pictures. I was going to put a big old censored sign up there. But I'm going to tell you something. We're kind of mellow this morning. I'm going to shake you up this morning, all right? You need to know that. And I am going to push some buttons, and I'm going to get real close to some lines that might make you uncomfortable, but we need to face these facts. And we need to face up to where we're at, and especially when it comes to pornography. And so bear with me. I hope I do push you around a little bit. I hope you do understand that. But I want you to see some paper. We're going to start with some numbers first. I want you to see the numbers that are involved with this. And look at this with me. Let's just look at these real quick. Promise Keepers Men. Anybody been to Promise Keepers? Who? Any of the guys? Promise Keepers Men who viewed pornography in the last week, 53%. Now, these are 2009 statistics. Look at the next one. Christians who said pornography is a major problem in their home, 47%. Real quickly, what I want to say is this. We need to face the fact, and I'm not going to point fingers because I don't know, but in a group like this, there are probably several men, and maybe, and I'm going to tell you ladies too, that are messing with porn. Look at the next statistic. Men admitting to accessing pornography at work, 20%. I've been in a place where they had to fire a guy because he was accessing porn on the internet at work. What's next? U.S. adults who regularly visit internet pornography websites, 40 million adults access in America. What's next? Breakdown, male and female visitors to pornography, 72% male, 28% female, and females are rising. All right? What's next? Women keep their cyber activities secret. We're talking about pornography. I want to make sure. We're not just talking about the internet. We're talking about TV. We're talking about cell phones. We're talking about books. We're talking about magazines. We're talking about it all. Women keep their activities secret. Women favor chat rooms twice more than men. What's next? Ratio of female to male visitors to adult websites, 1 to 3. What's next? Number of women accessing adult websites each month, 9.4 million women. This is just not a problem for men. What's next? Average age of the first internet exposure to pornography, 11 years old. What's next? 15 to 17-year-olds have multiple hardcore exposure, 80%. 80% of kids, 15 to 17. And last, 8 to 16-year-olds have viewed online 90%, most while doing homework. Staggering numbers, but not only staggering numbers, it's a big industry. Look at this. Pornography websites, 4.2 million, 12% of the internet is pornography. What's next? Daily pornographic search engine requests, 68%. 25% of all requests for the Googling and stuff is porn. What's next? Daily pornographic emails, 2.5 million pornographic emails. What's next? Monthly pornographic downloads, peer-to-peer, 1.5 million. 35% of all downloads is porn. What's next? Websites offering illegal child pornography. 100,000 websites with illegal child pornography. What's that? Sexual solicitation of youth made in chat rooms, 89%. Chat rooms. How many go to chat rooms? Let's not raise your hand. Let's go. Youth who receive sexual solicitation, 20%. What's next? Worldwide visitors to pornographic websites, 72 million annually. What's next? I think that's it. Now there's money. Let's look at the money. Let's look at this money. Size of the industry, $57 billion worldwide, $12 billion in the United States. Adult videos, 20 billion. Let's just keep going through these. Magazines, 7.5. Escort services, 11 billion. Sex clubs, 5 billion. Phone sex, 4.5 billion. Cable and pay-per-view, 2.5 billion. Internet, 2.5 billion. CD-ROMs, 1.5 billion. Novelties, 1 billion. Others, 1.5 billion. It is a problem. Porn revenue is larger than all combined. Now look at this. Combined all the revenue from NFL, National Football League, MLB's Major Baseball League, I got that backwards, should be MB, is it? It's Major League Baseball, that's it. And NBA, National Basketball Association. Take all the sporting you see on TV, all those sporting events, and there is more revenue in porn than they make, all of them combined. One, I think I got one more, don't I? Child pornography generates $3 billion annually. And that's illegal. That's illegal. Do you think it's a problem? And I had some video clips, but I just couldn't share them because I just couldn't put it quite together appropriately. And they weren't about pictures. It was about men and people who are involved in this. One of the guys that produces pornography was a son of a preacher. And you know what he told the guy? He told the guy, well, if Christians didn't buy it, I wouldn't be here. So it's not just my fault. They're doing it too. I think the church has ignored this. We don't want to talk about it. Like I said, sex, sex, sex last week. And everybody, I'm going to say porn, porn, porn this week. Yeah. We need to face up to there's an issue here. And in the church, there's going to be people. And I'm not going to point fingers. I don't know. But I think we need to face up to this. I was watching the news this week. And they had a little, you know how they do these little clips about news going on? Guess what's happening in the United Kingdom? They have now created porn for the blind. They have porn for the blind in the UK now, and they talked about how it's going to be tactical and all sorts of stuff in the UK. It is a major problem, and we need to face it. And so this morning, I'm going to be like I was last week. I was sarcastic last week. Since all this is involved, and there's a good chance that some of us here may be messing in this area, I want to make it easy for you. I'm going to tell you how to do it, all right? I'm going to show you just how to get into this. It's real simple. I'm going to tell you, it's real simple. It's real easy. It's going to start with one word. You might want to write this word because it's not on your notes anywhere, but here's the key word. To start down this path, it starts with this, curiosity. That's all it takes to go down the road of pornography. So the first thing you need to start is you need to have this little bit of curiosity. What is it? What is pornography? What is it like? What is involved? What is pornography all about? Why is all this hype about it? It starts with curiosity. But here's what I want to make sure you understand. When you start going down that path, it's not a path that you leap into. It's one that you kind of gradually grow into. You know, because you're just a little curious. So realize it's going to take you time. But you will get where you don't want to go. But you'll get where you want to go. So let's look at the steps. Here's step one. Consider everything entertainment. It's just all entertainment. There's nothing if or different. You know, it's TV. It's the network. It's the internet. Everybody's doing it. Pornography is just entertainment. You know, it's just whether it's on TV, whether it's something you buy at a CD, or it's a magazine you buy to read the articles instead of look at the pictures, right? Come on. You know, it's just entertainment. It's just entertainment value. Now, maybe the triple X might be a little, you know, that might not be too much. And child pornography, you know, at this point, my curiosity's not there. You know, but it's just entertainment. It's just entertainment. It's no big deal. You know, it's not hurting anybody. It's just entertainment. All right. That's what it starts there. You got to begin by realizing all this stuff, you know, is entertainment. All that stuff that's out there is just simple entertainment. I'm just curious. I want to see what it is, and it's just entertainment. Number two, have unrestricted access to this entertainment. All right? If you want to go down this path to pornography, you need to make sure you subscribe to every channel on that movie channel, okay? You got to get that big channel, whether it's cable TV or Dish Network or DirecTV, you want to get that box and you want to have access to everything. All right? You need that access. If you want to get hooked, you got to have everything. All right? It's just entertainment anyway, so just get every. You got to get your internet hooked up. You got to, listen, now make sure you understand this. You need broadband internet. all right? Because you got to download those pictures. You want them to come quickly, all right? So you need the broadband to get it quickly, you know? And so you don't want phone service. So you want broadband network, and you want to get it. No filter, you know, no antivirus. You don't need any of that because that'll slow it down. So you want to make sure you don't get any of that. Those magazines, you know, you know, it's just the pictures. I mean, it's just the articles. You want to get those magazines. Now, ladies, listen to me. Make sure you get your novel books, all right? You know, those ones with the guy on there, the girl's kind of half sleazily dressed, you know, and he's got her arm around her, you know, those little romantic novels. You got to make sure you want lots of those, all right, ladies? You want those nice romantic novels, all right? Your magazines, CDs, you know, you got to have access to all this kind of stuff. And you need to have unrestricted access. You don't want anything blocking it. You don't want anything getting in the way. You want to have it all available to you. Number three. Now you got to make time for this entertainment. Okay, and here's what I want to tell you. You'll start out with just a little bit of time, so just kind of reserve a little, but that curiosity grows. So make sure you understand you're going to need to make more time as time goes down the road, all right? Because this becomes very time consuming. So make sure you start looking at your calendar so you can make sure you organize your day and make sure you can organize everything because you're going to need more time because it might start out with just a little bit of curiosity, but I guarantee you it will grow. And so you're going to need to make sure you get some time. And the last thing I put down here in your step is you got to believe that nobody is getting hurt. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's not hurting me. It's kind of like this victimless crime. They're getting paid, so it's okay. They're making money. They want to do it. I want to see it. Nobody's getting hurt. It's not bothering anybody. It's just my thing. It's the thing I do, all right? And so you just got to realize that. Now, you know, I want to make sure you know I am being sarcastic as all can be. Get out, all right? Because it is a problem. It is a problem. But we don't realize because society has accepted this. Porn is accepted in society. There's a show on TV. It only ran like 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. I don't know how long it ran, but it ran very short time, and it's in reruns now, and it's a major show called Sex in the City. Anybody ever seen that? Don't raise your hand. Anybody know a guy named Hugh? Oh, you guys finished it. You know him. You know him. Everybody admires Hugh Hefner, right? I mean, come on, man. He made his millions of dollars, got his mansion, you know. Man, what an honor to get invited to Hugh Hefner's mansion, right? Come on now. See, society has said it's okay. It's okay. It's only entertainment. You don't need to block anything on your TV. You don't need to block anything on your internet. It's only magazine. They're not behind the counter anymore at the store. They're right there in the front. Am I right? Come on. You know, they don't hide it anymore. It used to come to your house in a brown paper bag. And from what I understand, now it comes, everybody knows what you're getting. Watch what you order. I mean, it's just accepted. But I want to tell you, it's a problem. It's an issue. And it's a slow slide. Gradually, slowly, we slide. I had the privilege, and this is what brought me. I've been working on this, thinking about this message for a long time. A year or so ago, I went to what was called the FBI Citizens Academy. I got invited as a public person who speaks to public and who's recognized in their community and all of that, I got to participate in what's called the FBI Citizens Academy. And so I go to Sacramento, and I spent 6 weeks, and they take me on tours, and they bring people in. I got to watch things get blown up right there. I mean, the bomb expert comes in and blows things up. Counterterrorism guy comes in and talks about counterterrorism. Got to see all of those things come in. And then one of the guys comes in who deals with porn on the internet and pornography on the internet. And he is the one who interviews child pornography. The suspects that are picked up, they are brought down. I mean, they brought down to the building I was at. They have a room all set up with cameras and video equipment. It's really interesting to see. They got this little room sitting there. You know, anybody remember Stephen Stainer? Anybody remember that Stephen Stainer murdered those people at Yosemite? That's where he was interviewed at. I was in the building where he was interviewed. I seen the room where they interviewed him. Well, this is where they interviewed child pornography. And this is what this guy said. Here's the guy who interviews them that are getting ready to be charged and going to court and being convicted for child pornography. Here's where it starts. The guy goes, how did you get hooked on child pornography? And he says, I was curious. And I started looking at pictures. And I was looking at porn on the internet. And viewing porn on the internet. And I was just looking at it. And then all of a sudden, this child pornography picture pops up. And I thought it was gross. I thought it was disgusting. I thought it was horrible. And I clicked exit and got out of it. But I continued to look at porn. And I continued to look at those websites. I continued to watch those programs. And another one popped up. And it was horrible. And I didn't like it. And I clicked X again and got out. And I'm surfing the net again. And I'm going through the websites and I'm going through the movies and I'm looking at all this stuff and it pops up again. And my curiosity goes, I wonder what it is. And I begin looking at it. At first it was gross. But as time went along, it sucked me in. That's exactly what the guys with child pornography are saying. It starts out with just normal porn. Can you think of normal porn? Can you believe that? You know, softcore porn. But it gradually leads down this path. How many, and I'm not going to say, you know, if you're on it, how many could, I mean, the studies are saying it starts out with just a few minutes and you just glance at it. But pretty soon you're staying up till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. This is what the studies are saying. And you're watching and you're looking and you're searching. Porn. And it's a slow slide. Now, ladies, I want to make sure, I'm not going to let you off the hook. It says one third. But I'll tell you one of the big things for, you know, we know guys are visual, right? Guys, they're visual. I mean, they want to see the pictures. Ladies are emotional. I mean, am I right? When it comes to sex, guys are physical. Ladies are emotional. You know, they always say we got to be what? Guys, we got to be romantic, right? So ladies get these romantic novels. And you start reading those romantic novels. And your husband has not a romantic bone in his body. And you go, what in the world? Am I? Come on now, you guys. I'm being honest. We need to face the fact that porn is wrong. And I'm going to tell you, it will lead you down a path. You won't even realize it. You won't even realize where you're going. You start out thinking, I can handle this. And you end up where you never dreamed you would ever be. Doing things you never dreamed you were doing. Behaving the way you never dreamed you would behave. And you never think about it. And I want us to stop and think. Because here's the definition of porn. Look at this definition. Not that, but this. Look at this definition. Here's the legal definition of pornography. Pornography. Material that depicts erotic behavior and is intended, I want you to look at that, intended to cause sexual excitement. That's a whole object. How is that entertainment? That goes beyond entertainment to me. Yeah. Here's the intent. This is what we want. Oh, it's just entertainment. Look at the next. Here's the society, the cultural definition. Books, photographs, magazine, art, and music designed to excite sexual impulses and considered by public authorities or public opinion as a violation of accepted standards of sexual morality. Why have we accepted this as the norm? Why do we as church, I'm not just talking about our church, and I think church are going to have to wake up and we're going to have to deal with this. Just brush it aside. It's a dirty little subject. We just kind of leave it alone. And yet 53% of promise keepers, 47% of Christians deal with this. Why don't we see this as an issue? Look at the scripture here. But I tell you, that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully, circle that word lustfully, would you circle that word, has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Lustfully. Anyone that looks at a woman lustfully. What is porn? What is pornographic? Here's what I want you to realize this morning. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to push your buttons. Because I'm going to tell you, Porn isn't something that's triple X. Porn isn't something that's a dirty website. Porn isn't something that is not rated, like they have DVDs and movies on TV now that are, what, not rated or unrated now. Porn isn't any of that. Porn is anything, anything that causes you to lust. Anything. Now, do you want to make sure you understand my definition of porn? Anything that causes you to lust. That could be a PG movie. I don't know about you, but I surf the internet a whole lot. I am very careful. When I was surfing the internet for some of the things I wanted for this sermon, I had Laura sitting on a chair next to me. Not because I was going to go to a wrong site. I wanted her to see her, see where I was going. Unfortunately, I never got anywhere I didn't intend to go. And none of it was bad. And I'm going to share some of that with you as we go through the message this morning. Some websites that you can use that are very handy for you. And I wanted you to see that what's so amazing to me is across the banner of a website. Anybody ever see those kind of risque pictures? Down the side of a those, you know, that's how Google makes their money. See, I want you to step back this morning and not think about porn as being something out there. That porn as being something that flashes on your computer screen, something that's on your TV, that might look as innocent as all get out, but causes you to lust. It can be a PG movie, it can be a G movie. It can be an R-rated movie. It can be an X-rated. It doesn't matter what it's rated. It doesn't matter what that book you buy, ladies, that says romantic novel with that guy drooped all over that girl. It doesn't matter what it says on the front. If you think my husband doesn't live up to that, you got a problem. I think we have ignored these issues as a church, and we let the culture accept it. And so this morning, I want you to define porn as anything. Not an R movie, not an X movie, not a triple X movie, not a dirty web page. Anything that causes you to lust is porn. It can be a magazine. It can be a novel. It can be a website. It can be a statue. It can be a picture. It can be a DVD. It can be a CD. It can be anything. Why do you think they use all that stuff on TV commercials? You know, one of the things that aggravate me now, and I see it all over, is this thing called GoDaddy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, these GoDaddy commercials. You got these girls with their tops down to their belly button. You know, and they're sitting there trying to advertise GoDaddy. I don't know what, you need to know something. I have no idea what GoDaddy is. I do know what it is. It's some kind of .com buy a website name or something like that. I think it's what it is. But it doesn't matter. I know the name, though. Why do I know the name? I'm a dirty old man, right? You know, because of the way they advertise it. We need to face this fact, and we need to come to this point, that it's not a matter of, what's the movie rated? Can I go see this movie? Should I go see this movie? I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to go see MASH. The movie MASH was R-rated. Anybody remember the movie MASH? Not the series MASH, the movie MASH. It was R-rated. They wouldn't let me in the theater. I had to go see Patton. I wanted to see MASH. Now, you know, now we got PG and PG-13 and R, I don't know, all those ratings. It's not about a rating. It's not about what the magazine is. It's not even about whether it's a Playboy or a Hustler. I don't even know what's all out there anymore. If it causes us to lust, it is pornographic. It is wrong. Am I making sense, folks? We need to face this. See, what we want to know is where this line is. See, I want to get right up to the line. I can look at this movie, but I can't look at this movie. I can go to a PG movie, but I can't go to an R movie. That's the line. And we always want to put that line out there. And what I'm saying is you need to draw that line at the end of your toes. Let's make it this way. You need to draw the line at the end of your nose. Because what you're looking at and what you're reading can be a problem. And so what are we going to do about it? I'm going to give you five things real quick of how to deal with this. All right? Not that, but this. I was being sarcastic in the this as we started, but here's the scripture I want to base this. Oh, here's lust. I have a definition of lust. To have an intense desire. to have a yearning or desire, to have a strong or excessive craving. That's lust. Okay, here's this. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We've got to flee these desires, all right? There are desires within us that we have to understand. And the problem is this. Here's what I want to start with. The problem is I've got it under control. I've got it under control. Look at the first point. First, I realize I'm sexually tempted. We are created as sexual beings. That is part of who we are. We are sexual people. God made us. And I want to tell you something. My daughter's hiding her face. She likes it when I talk about sex. There is nothing wrong with sex. Matter of fact, it's great, okay? In the right environment. In the right setting. With the right person. And I'm going to be real specific. You're married to one woman, one man, enjoying the blessing that God has given you. That's when sex is at its best. All right? But we need to realize that it is very tempting. Guys are tempted visually, and women are tempted emotionally. Like I say, women read those romantic books because their husbands have no romantic bone. I mean, come on. I don't even know what romantic is. I took Laura out for dinner on Friday. I hope that was romantic. We went to Sizzler. Isn't that a romantic place? Why are you guys laughing? Sizzler's not a romantic place. See, I'm a guy. I don't know. You know, guys, it don't take much to see much of a picture, does it? You got to wake up and realize we are tempted. I'm gonna tell you, you cannot control yourself. You got to acknowledge that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You got to realize that we are sexual beings and we are sexually tempted. Do not deny it. Do not ignore it. I think this is what the church has made the mistake of. We've let it go on in society. Oh, just we can't talk about porn in church. We can't talk about, if we don't talk about it, we're going to end up doing it. Look at the scripture here. When tempted, no one, what did it say? Circle when. It didn't say if. It didn't say you might be. It didn't say we're going to wait and see. When? Now, again, I want to make sure, ladies, a lot of think this is for guys. It's not just guys. It's men and women both. When tempted, one should say, God has tempted me. No one should say, God has tempted me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when? By his own evil desires. He is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. You see the slide he's saying I'm talking about? It's a slow slide. It's curiosity. It's just soft core porn. It's just soft core. You know, then it's hard core. Yeah. They have these ratings on porn. You didn't know that? They give awards out to porn stars now. I mean, you know, it's soft core, it's hard core, and then it's child porn. And when you were over here, you thought it was disgusting. But a half a step and a half a step and a half a step. And pretty soon what you thought was disgusting is interesting. But no, you got it under control, right? I can control this. We need to acknowledge we're tempted. And it's in us. It's not God's fault. I'm going to tell you, God made sex for good. And in the right place, it is good. But we have perverted. Here's why it's perverted. Look at this next scripture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. You've heard this verse, haven't you? Why have we allowed Satan to take one of the most wonderful gifts God has given us and destroy it? Why have we allowed Satan to take one of the most blessed things that God has given us and make it dirty? And something we snicker at. Why? See, we need to acknowledge that, you know what? I need to make sure of who I am and what I do. I am sexually tempted. That's hard to say. That's hard to say. You know, are there beaches I might need to avoid? You guys are quiet. I'm serious. I watch some shows. I like cop shows. Beach Patrol. Anybody ever watch, what's that one with the lady that runs down the beach? They're all running. They're swimmer savers or life savers. Baywatch. Yeah, Baywatch. I mean, I was watching this. I didn't know. Well, I'll get to it in a minute. Well, I'll tell it now. I didn't know how much TV on the upper channels of TV, because you need to know, I have blocked MA on my TV. Anybody know what MA stands for? Come on. Oh, see, you guys know. Ooh, yeah. I block MA on, and I'm going down the channel. I like 58 on my channel is History Channel. So I'm going down from there, and I go down to some of these channels, and all of a sudden it's blocked. And it's like, what's blocked on like channel 57 or something? What is it? What's this nip and tuck thing? Yeah. Some people are laughing. I mean, it's like, why is that blocked? You know, and curiosity. I didn't turn it off, but I, you know, you see, I mean, it's just, what is this? We need to pay attention. So here's some really quick points I wanted you to make. Watch what you watch. And I mean, stare at it. I mean, be careful what you watch, all right? Think about what you, I do. You know one of the things, you know what I think about now? This is it. You know what I think about now? I love my grandkids. I love my grandkids coming over. I have a great time when they're at my house. And we turn the TV on. And we watch some TV. And the thing that scares me is that they'll go down that channel because I have a lot of those channels. Not perverted channels, but I have a lot of the TV, movie channels. I have the Disney Channel too. And I have all, and I'm afraid that they're going to go down through that channel and see some shows and see some things I don't want them to see. So I block it. MA's blocked on my TV. NA, I forget, I got several things blocked on my TV. I didn't block R. I don't know if I'm bad or not yet. Yeah, but I didn't block R. But I don't care what the rating is. If it causes us to lust, it's sin. It could be a PG movie. It doesn't matter. It could be a G movie, I guess. It doesn't matter. But I need to watch what I watch. I need to think about what I'm watching. And I do. I want my grandkids over, and I don't want them to go through the channel and see something disgusting. Next. Be a parent and turn on the parental control for you. You like that one? Parental control isn't for just the kids. It's for us. It's for us. You need to turn that on. I turned MA on. I blocked stuff on my TV. You need to know, I take all the movie channels off my TV. I don't care. The only thing I want, I tell you, the only thing I want is my internet. I love surfing the net and researching the net. And I'm real careful. What's next? There it is. Get a filter for your computer. Get a filter for your computer. You must have a filter on your computer. Because here's my problem. I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak for myself. If I'm going through a web page, or I'm going down the internet, or I'm going down the TV, and there's a picture comes across, very scantily clad young lady, you know how hard it is not to stop? And say, whoa, what is that? Now, come on. I'm going to be honest. Guys, I mean, you guys can deny that. If some guy tells you he doesn't stop, call him a liar for me. Because, I mean, you see that scantily clad girl, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. And that I don't even want to go there. Yeah. And it bugs me. I had this one bar that kept coming up and had a girl laying on her back, you know, and had a top on her and everything. But, I mean, it wasn't much hidden. Yeah. I still remember that image. It wasn't a picture. It wasn't a website I visited. It was a sidebar. And what was so funny that I found funny is it was the same picture on a sidebar on one web page. It was a top picture on another web page. It was the same thing, just Photoshopped different. We need to think about what we see and filter in our computers. What's next? Put your computer in a public place. But listen, you got it under control, right? Your computer does not go in your bedroom. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your computer does not go in your bedroom. I took the door off my office. Laura can walk by. My grandkids could walk by. Anybody in the house can walk by and look in my office and see what's on my computer screen anytime. It's not hidden. It's out there for everybody to see. And I purposely tucked that door off my office at home. Whatever's on there. As you think about that, here, I want to kind of throw this thing in there. And it's on some stuff I'll give out later on. You'd be surprised, guys, if you think you can hide something, invite me to your house if you think you're safe. Invite me. And I'm just a computer geek. I'm not real good on a computer, and I can tell you where you've been. You think you've deleted it? You think you can hide it? I know where to find it. So don't invite me to play on your computer unless you're willing to let me know what you're doing. Because you think you can hide it, you can't. You need to realize it is public. It is public. And you need to be careful. Put your computer in a public place that everybody can see what you're doing. Did you know some lady got fired at a library because some guy was surfing porn at a library and she turned him into the police? They fired her. That's just down the road here in Visalia. She got her job back and went through the court system. And they're trying to figure out, because it's freedom of the press and all those freedom of speech and all that kind of stuff. What's next? What did I have next? Go to sleep when your spouse goes to sleep. This is really for the guys. Go to sleep when your spouse goes to sleep. Don't stay up late after they go to bed so you can just kind of channel surf. All right? And the last one, I think I got one more. Check on the kids. Let me tell you something. I don't care whose your kids are. It's your house. You pay the bills. It's your computer. It's yours. I don't care what the child tells you. It's yours. Okay? Even if it's there, if they bought it, I got news for you. It's in your house. It's yours. Possession, 9/10 of the law. All right? You got to check what your kids are doing. And men, you need to, and ladies, you need to pay attention to what you guys are doing. But you got to check on them. You know, it's not privacy. I don't care how old my kids are. I'll go to my kid's house now and get on their computer just to embarrass them. You need to pay attention to where your child is going. All right? What's next? I think that's it. Second, authorize. Before I get to this one, I want to say a few other things about this area. Text messaging, the social networks, those are becoming major issues in pornography right now. Your cell phone. The FBI agent, when he was giving his speech, says almost every teenager now will have a risque picture of his girlfriend on his phone. And let me tell you something. If your boyfriend's got it, when he breaks up with you, everybody's going to get it. I found a great video clip the other day, and it was on, I almost brought it with me. It was on a school, and some girl had given her boyfriend a risque picture of her. They broke up, and now the picture was showing up on the bulletin board at school. You know, you take those nice printers that print photo quality. And they were throwing these pictures up at school. You need to think about that. I'm going to tell you, anything you put on the internet, whether it's Facebook, text messaging, whatever you do, it is there forever. You need to know that. And so I want to make sure I talk to the teenagers real quick. Whatever picture you post of yourself, whether it's even questionable or not questionable, whatever you send to your boyfriend, that is public. It is public. You need to think about those things. Some young lady, and they were trying to figure out what to do. She sent a picture of herself to her boyfriend, who sent it to his friend. And now they were filing charges on the boyfriend for child pornography, because he forwarded the picture to his friend, and it was child pornography. They were debating about filing charges on her for child pornography, because they were trying to debate what to do, because the picture was of her. You need to pay attention to these things. Facebook, text messaging, all that, those social networks things, I'm going to tell you something. They are a problem in this area, and you need to acknowledge it. I mean, I got a Facebook page. I get lots of text messages. But, you know, I'm very careful what I post, and I don't read that thing all the time. But I'm going to tell you, people are hooking up. People are sending naked pictures. I mean, it's all out there. And we need to pay attention to this. So when I look at this part about here, I realize I'm sexually tempted. You better watch what you put on your Facebook. You better watch what you put on your text message. You better watch what you send out, because it's out there forever. Forever. Does that sound okay? Forever. You need to think about it. You can delete anything off your computer, and you need to know. I know how, you know how those discs are made? You can follow. There's the last part of those discs or circles, and there's the last part is a reference to the next section, because it's little sections. And I know how to put those sections together. And I'm a dummy. That's how the FBI and all those guys figure everything out. You think you deleted it? It is on there. All it does is change the index. It's still on that computer. Whether it's your computer or a computer at Google or a computer at Facebook or a computer at I don't care where, it's there. You need to pay attention to that. Not that, but this. Let's see what my next point was. I authorize a faithful friend to speak into my life. I beat this up all the time, and I'm going to beat it up again today. I have told you, and I've shared with you, and I'm not going to quit. You need to have somebody who can say the hard things to you. You need to have somebody who can ask you the hard questions. Look what the scripture says. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. You need to find a faithful person who you can speak about the things that bother you, that tempt you, that hurt you, or that can lead you down the wrong path. You need to have somebody in your life. On the back table, they're going to set out tonight, today. I'm going to put some stuff on the back table. I'm going to encourage you to get it. On the back table for men and women both, I have a little paper called Accountability Partner Guidelines. And it's some guidelines about who can be your accountability partner, and then some accountability questions. I meet with some men on Wednesday morning that I hope would ask me the hard questions if I ever have an issue. We talked about that. No more. We're not going to say no more, I'm struggling. We're going to say, what are you struggling with? We've had those hard conversations in this little men's group that we have on Wednesday morning, because we need to hold each other accountable, and we need to monitor each other and ask those hard questions. And so as you go out, if you want to pick it up on that table out there, as you walk out, there's going to be a paper out there that says accountability partner. And it has some questions and some things you can look at and ask yourself. On the back of it, if I did it right on the back, I hope I printed on the back, there's some websites you can go to, and I'm going to talk about those in just a minute. But you need to see those things. You need to have the come. My wife is my best friend. But you know what? I need to have another friend that can ask me the questions I need to be asked, that can confront me with the things I need to be confronted with. You need to have that friend. Because I have a statement. I got it there in your blank. I want you to put this in there. I would rather confess my temptation than to confess the sin. Doesn't that sound good? I would rather confess the temptation than to confess the sin. I'd rather admit I'm tempted. I'd rather admit I'm struggling than to be too late down the road, step by step, little by little, till where I have to confess that I've messed up. I would rather confess the temptation than to confess the sin. Does that make sense? I don't know about you, but I would rather do that. And we need to see that. We need to be careful there. We need to have someone we can speak to, someone we can share to, someone who will ask us those hard questions and look us in the eye and say, hey, did you visit any websites this week that you shouldn't have? There's a website called triplexchurch.com. XXXChurch.com. It's on the back of another paper out there. I'm going to give you a chance to pick up. And that website is a website for that you can go and register. To give you another website, it's like 3X. I can't remember how exactly, but that website leads you to it. That it puts a program on your computer that will send your accountability partner a list of questionable websites that you have visited. Websites that you've identified or criteria that you have set up, that it will send them a list every month or every 2 weeks, whatever you set up, it will send them a list of the websites that you've gone to. And so it's a great website, XXXChurch.com. And that's when I had Laura sitting next to me, because I said, it says it's a good site, it says it's the right kind of site, it says it's a Christian site, but Laura, you sit here while I go there. And she did. And it was. And the guy was talking and sharing. It's a good website, XXXChurch.com. And then you can send your friend. Nobody sees it but your friend. Only the person you send it to can see that website. And it's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. It's free. We need to have that. Look at the next scripture. You are better off to have a friend than to be all alone, because then you will get more enjoyment out of what you earn. If you fall, your friend can help you up. But if you fall without having a friend nearby, you are really in trouble. I don't know. The last part of that verse got cut off. You need a friend. You have to have a friend. I'm going to ask you, do you? You know, I have a group on Wednesday. Do you have somebody who can ask you those questions? Who can speak? Number three, I got to keep moving. I'm running out of time. Third, I visualize the destruction of pornography. If you looked at number four of why, how to do it, I said nobody gets hurt. I want to tell you, people get hurt. Pornography is destructive. It hurts. I already told you, ladies, you read those romantic novels, your man ain't never going to live up to it. There ain't a romantic bone in most men's life, all right? They just don't have it. You know, they don't get it. They don't get it. But you need to understand that. And guys, if you're not married, I want to tell you this. If you're not married and you're looking at porn, guys, you're getting unrealistic expectations of what sex is and what marriage is all about. I'm serious. It's unrealistic. You're getting this image in your head, and then you're going to be crazy and wonder what's wrong. It is damaging. It hurts. It hurts you. It hurts your marriage. It hurts your children. It hurts. There's a good movie out, Fireproof. If you haven't seen it, go get it. I got a copy. Others have a copy. You need to watch Fireproof. It is demeaning of women, and that wife told him so. That was really good. And then she had her own issue. She's trying to have an affair. It's a movie worth watching. It is destructive. It hurts. You did evil things, and now you're ashamed of them. Those things only bring death. I wrote statistics down. I made sure I wrote them down this time so I'd get them right. Listen to this. 97% of people who surf the net, people that get on pornography, 97% have lower self-esteem. 96% significant guilt and shame. 94% isolated and loneliness. 91% helplessness and despair. 82% living in fear. That's what pornography does to you. Oh, nobody gets hurt. They're getting paid. They're making money. No, it doesn't bother. It's just me. I'm the only one involved. Get over it. Pornography is destructive. You know what's amazing to me is to see those ladies who've came out of that. I'm just going to talk about the ladies that I've heard the stories of. The ladies who've changed their lives. Most of those ladies had been abused as children. And so they felt like things. See, it makes us think of women, and it makes women think of guys. You're just a thing for me to use and abuse. That's what happens. We need to understand pornography is destructive. You might think you can control it. You might think I'm over here and it's over there. I guarantee you, all the studies, everything says it's a slow slide. It's a little bit at a time. Because that little bit is not enough anymore. You want a little bit more. It's different. It's unique. I haven't seen it. And pretty soon that curiosity leads you down a path. And you look back over there, you're going, I don't know how I got there. I mean, this is what the FBI, this is what the studies are saying. You can deny it all you want, but this is what it says. It is destructive. You need to recognize that. Unrealistic expectations. It just sets you up for failure. And I like the way it brings death. It brings a slow death. Brings a death to a marriage. Brings a death to self-esteem. Brings a death to your mind, to your heart. It kills you. Last point. Let's move so I can keep going. Fourth, I pursue God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. What I'm saying is this. It's not enough just to turn away from that. You need to turn to God because you can't control it. You can't deal with it on your own. You need help. You need to have something in there. And I like this verse because it's my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Look at this next verse right here. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness. But rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. Doesn't that sound great? Give yourself to God. And I'm going to tell you, you know, we as parents always think about our children and what they're doing, premarital sex and all that kind of stuff. We need to think about what we do as it relates to the TV, to the networks, social networks, to the internet, to the cell phones, to the text messages. We need to think about all those things in our life and quit pointing fingers at the youth this and the teenagers this and look how they dress and think about what we're seeing and what we're watching and how we're acting and how we're behaving and what we allow into our house. Maybe not because we open the front door and allow it in because we don't have anything blocked on our TV or we don't have a filter on our computer. Are we pursuing God? And what's so exciting for me is this. This is where I wanted to come to this morning. If you've been down this path, I got good news for you. God forgives. God forgives. If you look at your outline, I have it right here. It says, accept his forgiveness. If you've been down this path, you've been in this place, and maybe you're there right now, I want to tell you, you can make some steps. In the back of the church is a little, I think this one's blue. Isn't this blue? Somebody help me out. On the front of this, Family Internet Safety Pledge. On the back table back here, as you walk out, you can pick this up. This is something for you as a parent and a child to read over and to sign and to put to use. On the back is XXX3Watch. That's that website. That's the one I was telling you about. Internet Integrity Online, another website that has things for you. And Safe Families. Safe Families has a filtering free. You don't have to pay for it. A free filter for your computer. I wanted to give it to you because you can make access to it. I want you to think about this. I want you to pick one up as you go out. And there's resources on the back. I wanted to give this to you. I don't want to see statistic 53% of men and one-third women and two-thirds guys. I don't want to see any of that. We need to make a difference, folks. And it starts with us. And so I want to encourage you to pick this up as you go out. It's a little blue paper. I didn't print enough for everybody. There's enough for every family here. There's like 50, 60 of them out there. And so I want to encourage you to pick that up. And those accountability questions are out there too. But God forgives you. If you need a new start, I'm going to tell you, get that paper, sign a commitment, and find God's forgiveness. And then this last point, love God. Love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. I look at that as, I see that my heart, that's my emotions, my mind, my intellect. That means I got to guard my emotions. Those romantic novels, ladies, I got to guard that. My mind, my soul, and my strength. That's physical. I think that verse really is a really, not verse, but that statement, that goes to a verse in Matthew, and you know the verse. I want to challenge you. So here's my challenge this morning. Like I said, I was going to push buttons, and I'm going to push it right now. The ushers have a paper they're going to give you. It's a purity covenant. Look at this last scripture right here. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. Ladies, you got to put men in there. I couldn't put that in the Bible because I'm not going to change God's word. I just can't do it. But the point is lust, all right? Lust. I want you to think about, will you sign a covenant that says this? Are you willing to commit that you're not going to look at anything. I'm not talking about R-rated movies. I'm not talking about X-rated movies. I'm not talking about PG, G-rated movies. I'm not talking about whatever's on TV. I'm not talking about what's on the internet. I'm not talking about what magazine, what book. I'm talking about all of it. All of it. Will you sign it? This is yours. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to keep it. This is between you and God. But I wanted to challenge you this morning. You're not going to read it now. Don't read it right now, please. Please. I want you to pay attention to me. Please. Although I do want you to look at one of them. This is not mine. This is that Safe Families website. Excellent website. I just happened to find it. And I was really, really impressed with the website. I want to encourage you. That's why it's all marked. I gave all the references to them. Wonderful and free filter. All of that is there. I tweaked this just a little bit. At least some of the wording. I added a few words and made some changes. But number three, I struggled with. I wanted to delete it, but I didn't want to leave you out. Commitment to protect children from all secondhand smut. I like the way they worded that. Keeping any movies, games, magazine, books, and music that you use that may be inappropriate for children out of their reach. This may include locking this material in a safe place if necessary. I don't want to cross that out because you know what? I shouldn't have any of that in my house anyway. Yeah. But I want you to think about this. I want you to pray over this. I want you to take this home and I want you to pray over it. I want you to think about this. Are you willing to make a commitment? Are you willing? This is between you and God. I'm not going to ask you to bring it back. I want to see who did it and who didn't. That's not what I want to do. But I wanted to give you an option to make a difference in your life. If you're not married, you need to do it. I'm not going to play around. You need to sign it. You need to protect your life and your future spouse and the future of your marriage. If you're married, you need to protect your marriage. I want to ask you to pick up that children's one out there too for your family. You need to make a commitment. Covet my eyes. Will you do it? I'm going to tell you, it's hard. It's difficult. I don't care what movie it is, PG, G. Go to the beach at Santa Cruz. You know, I'm going to tell you, you need to check. So I just wanted to challenge you this morning. What will you do? I think we've ignored it long enough. I think we've played games with it. You know, it's kind of hard to get up in church and we're going to talk about porn this morning. Everybody just kind of gets uncomfortable. But I want you to make a decision. I want you to lead your families. I want you to lead your children and make a decision. It's wrong. It's destructive. It's not just about us. There's a bigger picture out there. Will you do what is necessary to protect your life and those that are around you? Let's pray.